Baltimore City Hall was filled last night with both supporters and opponents of a bill that would provide $107 million in tax increment financing, or TIF, for the controversial Harbor Point development project. The TIF was the subject of a meeting of the City Council's Taxation Committee. Councilman Jim Kraft, who represents the district where Harbor Point is located, said he is supporting the proposed TIF because the neighborhoods he represents support it. Kraft adds that the project will bring the area much-needed open space.
People come to Harbor East and Harbor Point all the time. There really is no park in Harbor East for all the folks that are down there. They come to go to the movies, they come to the restaurants, they come to do that, but there's no place for them if they just want to come and enjoy the water.
Harbor Point developer Michael Beatty also testified before the Taxation Committee yesterday in support of the TIF.
This TIF that is before you today is a combination of working with the city, and I appreciate everybody's efforts, and working with a developer and attracting private capital to go in and invest dollars in what will be city-owned infrastructure, predominantly for the benefit of the residents of our city.
And Rod Easter, president of the Baltimore Building and Construction Trades Council, said he also supports the project. Easter said it will bring improved opportunities to Baltimore.
We got to get some things going. We got to do something that stimulates this city and get some economic development going. This project will do it.
The Baltimore Development Corporation testified that the project would result in 7,000 construction jobs and about 3,300 permanent jobs. But there were opponents. About 100 people protested outside City Hall before the committee meeting. They called the TIF the biggest raid on city finances in Baltimore's history and argued that it would take money from schools and poor people and give it to a wealthy developer. At the committee meeting, the Reverend Glenna Huber, a clergy co-chair of Build, spoke out against the plan, saying it highlights downtown developers benefiting on the backs of uptown residents. She said she's fine with the development, but not with the current plans to pay for it.
If you want to build a park, or I think there's this 5 parks at Harbor Point, do it. That's fine. Just don't use our tax money to build a park where Baltimore citizens may never get to or feel welcome to fully utilize.
The City Council's Taxation Committee needs to approve the deal for it to move forward, but the Baltimore Sun notes that the committee is chaired by a staunch opponent of the development, Councilman Carl Stokes. Yet even if the financing stalls in the Taxation Committee, City Council President Jack Young says he'll make sure it does make it before the full council. Young might have to use a parliamentary maneuver to do that. The council president says he is supporting the bill because it will bring much-needed jobs to Baltimore.
I support this on principle because it's going to hire people who actually live in this city, and it's also going to have training programs to get people trained and ready for these jobs.
The City Council's Taxation Committee is planning to hold a work session on the project next month. With reporting from WYPR's Kenneth Burns, I'm Nathan Sterner, and this is WYPR.